So are you just going to ask me questions and I can answer it and then we'll go from there? And you can edit out anything that makes me look stupid or if I say something really messed up that needs to be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how much we hate Scott guys.
Just in my checker.
I want to.
How are you doing, people?
Wake up, feel fine, grab my baggies off the clothesline. I want to wake up, restore, thinking back on the night before. I said yeah, then I did it. Having
it
not
feels
a second
like a rape
thought.
Dungeon in here.
I know exactly what he tastes like.
I said yeah, then I did it. La 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 la.
Just your mic, homie.
No. You cannot buy the beer.
Beer! Close your eyes.
No. I always blame the beer.
Okay, here's the show.
Hello.
Yep, sounds good.
All right, we're recording.
Yeah, talk to Hanson a little bit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
He actually messaged me and kind of gave us props for the show, because I guess you told him about it.
Yeah, I sent it out to a few people.
Dude, we got some extra downloads because of you last week.
Nice.
Good.
Like, we broke 100 for an episode in just a few days of having it up.
Believe it? 100 fucking people want to listen to this shit.
So, within a short amount of time.
Still can't believe it.
That was pretty cool.
I figured the four of us, anybody who's legally bound to it by relationships.
I mean,
status.
It was wild because our old adjustable mic that we had, we were getting up to almost, we had 470.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe it.
460. Like, we were in the fours, like, for multiple episodes.
Nice listening to that shit.
Probably the one where I was talking about your sister and mom.
That one was one of the better ones, actually.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, John, I told you like him.
Exactly right. I have a few comments to be made about Scott's
actually,
sister.
This we might have a whole title of this episode already. Scott's sister.
There it is.
Damn.
Scott's.
We have plenty of material here.
Because this is going to, I'm going to be very angry at you both here shortly.
That sounds all said.
Let's just start this. It's
episode
16.
16, yep.
Let's try this new intro out. So we do not have Charlie here tonight.
Yeah,
he bailed on us. He's throwing up out of his butt, ears, nose, face. Yeah.
And after all the shit talking he did last week and I wasn't here sick, I'm going to really enjoy reaming the fuck out of him for it.
I'm almost kind of happy.
Yeah.
It's the circle.
You know
it
what?
Just
I'm
had
glad.
To happen.
After we listen to it on the way back and then he gets sick, it's almost fucking karma.
See, like, there, I get, since we do this at my house, this is the only reason that I'm winning is we do this at my house. So I had to be here when I was sick. I tried to fend them off of not coming here.
We literally just didn't respond to his text and showed the fuck up anyway.
I said, guys, I'm not feeling good at all. I am contagious. Like, I was saying everything to avert them from coming here. And Charlie just walked in the door like it never happened.
Yeah, and, what text? I didn't get any.
And then Joe got sick right afterwards.
Yeah, I fucking caught that awful fucking HIV. Like,
Jared caught it at work.
God, it was
our horrible. Whole office is sharing sicknesses right now. And then they've been on their trip, and now he's peeing out his butthole.
Yeah, we were on our way back. We stopped in Savannah. We'll jump ahead to that part on the way back through to kind of break up the trip back. And he's fucking sitting there, gets a text from the wife that his youngest boy is fucking throwing up and shit. He's like, oh, crap. Oh,
man.
I was like, all right, we'll get up early and fucking head back so you can handle it. And then he shot us, what was the text? Was it yesterday morning that he sent us that text? That he like pulled over on the side of 528.
That was this morning.
That was today?
Yeah, that was first thing this morning.
And he pulls over on the side of 528. He's throwing up. Got to go home. I was like, oh, God, here it goes. It's a long fucking drawn out story about not coming.
I was
going to
video it, but
yeah.
I wasn't really throwing up. So
exactly.
I'm just making all this up.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, I will add that most of the trip back, he discussed how since I wasn't here and everybody talked shit, he should just bail on purpose on this episode.
In which I think he's actually.
I think so too. I
probably
mean,
doing
it. Yeah, he's full of shit. There's no way he's sick.
I mean, yeah. They gave me a shot. I coughed all episode.
Yeah.
Oh, I listened to it.
Episode all 14 was episode. Fucking ridiculous.
All episode. It was terrible.
It was pretty much my amazing
was here.
Voice and Scott
but
coughing in the background.
So we have Joe.
Hey, I have returned. Welcome to listening to me again. Your congratulations.
Wow, good job, man.
That's what I got, man.
You
got
to say the same thing every week now. You got to memorize those words. That's your new bit.
Yeah, I'm just going to fly off the cuff, buddy. That's how I do it.
And we have, since we don't have Charlie here, wah, wah, we do have
the return of Derek.
Old DP over here.
There we go.
Hey, how's it going?
Double D.
Double DP.
We have a lot of names for this man.
Oh, Double DP. I like that one.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to have a surprise guest here in a little while.
Oh, that's right.
I don't want to spill the beans just yet, but
I thought we scared this guest off.
This guest away. Well, we should have. With everything we were texting back and forth with this person,
I
wouldn't show up. I mean, honestly.
She has our numbers in her contact, or my number now in her contact list.
After the text chain we were in, I almost didn't show up. That got pretty bad. Hopefully that'll play out. That'd be good.
Yeah, so hopefully she shows up.
Yep.
We have some kind of cool news that we've all know. I mean, we'll even kind of name drop that, right, a little bit. Like, they have the 5th anniversary.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Hardware store.
I'm looking forward to it.
And obviously, we're all huge fans of that place.
Dude, hey, fat guy moment. Did you see the fucking thing they had this week with the beer flights compared with the fucking grilled cheeses?
I did see the grilled cheeses.
Oh, man. That's good.
I would like some of the grilled cheeses.
Yeah, kind of got a feeling, you know.
The grilled cheeses were nice. Did you see that? Oh, Derek's not on social media at all, by the way. Let me
really?
Yeah. I've avoided that like a plague.
I'm telling you, like, not one account on any social media platform ever.
There's a part of me that's extremely jealous by
He's
that.
He's a unicorn.
But, like, man, there's, like, so much good shit.
Yeah, man.
I get all the extra stuff from text and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've got a couple good friends like that. So I'll just take shit off fucking like Facebook or Instagram. Hey, check this out. Like, you're really missing out on these giant boobs.
I'm going to warn you, if you ever share numbers, you two, man.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't.
I don't know.
No. Listen, this guy is a master. He is persistent on sending you links until you click on one. And when you click on it, you're going to regret that you clicked on it. Like that's all I'm going to say.
Like the big black guy with his giant penis hanging
like,
down.
I think I've gotten that over like 20 years. I've probably got it from the day one it came out, probably once a year from this asshole.
Yeah, see, we've got buddies that don't even play that game. They'll just literally send you a picture of their dicks. It's like they don't even make you dig into something.
My favorite one. This is my favorite one.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
Derek, you might know what I'm talking about.
Wait, should I put my fingers in my ears?
Not okay. Me. Derek sends me this picture, and what it is, it's a picture. It looks like a concrete floor, and there's a little round circle on the floor, and you actually have to zoom into it, right? Like you have to zoom, and it's a dick. You know what I mean?
I've seen that one. The most impressive part, though, is that you're finding this shit, and you're not on social media.
He's like the Where's Waldo of dicks. Yeah.
Like I said, well, it's not just that. It's like everything. I got friends like Scott and... He'll send me stuff. Like,
right.
I go, oh, hey, this is great. I'm going to send it to my other deranged friends.
And then so he's kind of Facebook himself. He's doing it. He's on his own.
He's creating his own social media site.
But I have it where other people can't, you know, search me.
Yeah.
People can't find me, like bosses.
He's off the grid and shit.
Yeah. It's the way to be nowadays.
Off the boss grid.
You never know.
So do we want to post anything tonight on the?
I don't know. I was thinking about that. I mean, kind of been having fun throwing that shit up there, but you know, with everything we got going on, man, I've just been so fucking busy running around. My brain's all half a fog from 4 days of constant drinking, and
I know.
I didn't really think of anything funny. I mean, that's kind of the only thing Charlie's good for is like putting something on Facebook that we can talk about.
I know. I mean, he's social
what's your
media
favorite
viewer.
Movie?
Yeah, he's really good at social media.
Yeah, but the problem is, it's like, what's your favorite horror movie? Oh no, wait, what's your favorite funny movie? All right, we could do like, what's your favorite?
I feel like he's very like, I wrote this down actually. I feel like he's very popular with soccer moms, like in general.
Yeah.
Like, cause our group, and I'm not saying it's like that they're actually like, just like good, wholesome people.
I want to be popular with soccer moms.
Like, and I'm labeled new soccer moms people. And, like, I just see he's got the following, man. He's got the social media.
Hey, for any of you soccer moms out
everybody
there, we appreciate
loves
you
him.
Listening.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a shot at you.
It's not. But, like, I just feel like he's got, like, this whole little following behind him.
And so here's the thing. I'm going to talk shit
about
him.
And it's everybody's wives and friends of friends' wives.
I'm
going to
talk shit about Charlie all episode because he's not here. But we had a little nice man crush trip this week, and it was fun, man.
So tell us about it.
Charlie. Like, was a good time. Charlie's a hot date, man. He'll put out like there's no tomorrow.
So tell us all about what did you do? Where did you go?
We left. Charlie and I left like 6 o'clock in the morning the day after Thanksgiving. So it was that Friday morning.
Okay.
To head up to Asheville, North Carolina to see Brian Lengren, his wife, Chrissy, and his brother so that we could go see Slayer. Slayer's final tour was just kicking off. They were going to be, you know, Slayer's going to be the headliner. Primus is going to be with them. Ministry.
Yep.
Not a huge Ministry guy, but he's part of the ticket.
Yeah.
And then Phil from Pantera. So they're going to be doing a bunch of Pantera covers. So we drive up. Trip up's pretty uneventful. I will tell you that we left fucking Brevard County, and it's, you know, 79 degrees at 6 a.m. in the fucking morning.
Yeah.
Stop for gas, like in St. Augustine, super early, because I was like, man, I need a fucking drink. Mm-hmm. Open that fucking truck door, and it was like in the 50s already. Like, we literally changed 25 degrees from the time we left here just to St. Augustine.
Just that quick.
I guess that cold front was
when
coming.
When you look at it on the news, I mean, it was like.
We're literally driving right the fuck into this, this cold front.
Yep.
So, another two crazy drive ups, pretty uneventful. We get into Asheville at 5 o'clock or so. At that point, you know, Brian's been off work. He's been texting us since like 1. Like, where are you guys at? Where are we at? Like, where are we meeting? Where are we going? I'm drinking shower beers, man. Let's go. So
I love him. I haven't seen him in years, dude.
God, dude, we were talking about he's been up there since 2002.
Wow.
17 Damn, fucking man. Years he's lived in Asheville.
We were hanging around. I started hanging around him in 98-ish.
Yeah. So, he only got 4 years of love out of that, but. So, yeah, we met up with him, started brewery hopping as soon as we got there. I mean, we literally didn't even go to the house.
Yeah.
Meet him out there. Went to the French Broad Brewery, fucking awesome, cool little place. Hopped across the street to the second version of Catawba Brewing, another fun one. But by the time we left the second brewery, we'd only had probably like 4 or 5 beers. It wasn't like a hardcore, but I'm already starting to feel a little frisky. I'm feeling like, you know, I'm 9 hours in the car. Right. I'm feeling ready to roll.
Yeah, where's the ODP?
So we've done that. So he's like, let's go to the High Wire Brewing. High Wire Brewing's fucking fun on a Friday night. Let's go check it out.
I think y'all took a pic of that too, right?
We probably did a couple of them, yeah. Chrissy likes to take pictures. She actually did a good job. She actually somehow made a picture of me that wasn't totally fucking awful. So I, you know, kudos to that, right?
Most of them are awful.
Yeah, so most of them, like 99% of the pictures I take are pretty much like fucking just horror movie covers. It really was.
Yeah.
There was 19.
I don't know,
you
got a Christmas sweater though. I mean, that's an impressive picture.
Christmas sweater was a good picture. I was holding my beer, looking weird. Although that beer looked microscopic in my like giant
hand. I have much better pictures, by the way.
You feel free to throw those up whenever you want. We talked about that before.
You know I'm saving them for the right time.
But no, we go over to High Wire Brewing. Cool fucking place. We're drinking some beers. And Brian's like, hey, you know, I do the IT shit here. He goes, we can walk out back if you want. Because he wanted to smoke a cigarette. I'm not big in smoke. Whatever. Do you think? So I got there with him. And they're having like a little private wedding like reception thing out there.
Yeah.
So the lady comes and she's like, listen, guys, just go out front. Don't go out here tonight. Brian's a little chippy. He's like, well, hey, you know, I'm fucking your IT shit. I'll stand over here. No, you guys got to go inside. So we go in, and it, for some reason, it's starting to rub us a little bit wrong. Like, we're going back to this fucking wedding. I have a feeling before this is over, we need to be a part of this fucking wedding.
Oh, y'all are going to crash the wedding.
So we're going to crash the fucking wedding.
Did y'all even use any predetermined, like, we're going to do wedding crashers tonight? Like, you're going to be Vince Vaughn.
No, we weren't even. No. I don't need that, man. I'm just flying off the cuff. We're rolling for it. So we noticed that the actual food part of the reception is in the building kind of next door. There's an entryway. So we fucking just crash it. We walk in. We're in street clothes. Everybody else is dressed up. Walk right up into the fucking receiving line. Say hello. Go over to the fucking bar. We're getting beers. When you have a reception or something at High Wire, you get a special glass when you're there with a gold rim on it. You'll notice that glass is right behind you because, of course, I stole mine.
So I have a wedding glass?
You have, a wedding reception glass. The regular ones have no gold rim. The golden ones are special events, which now we have one of those. Yeah, so we brought it home to you. Thought you might appreciate that.
I am impressed.
We actually were in line. Brian got food. Brian stood the food line. He got a salad and some chicken and shit. So as we're standing there, the lady who told us to get the fuck out of there before in the back comes in. She's like, what are you guys doing in here? I was like, I'm totally playing. I'm like, no, it's cool. I was like, Brian actually knows the groom. We didn't realize this. We just happened to show up.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you guys, all right, it's fine. I was making sure you weren't going to ruin this thing. Brian bails. He fucking runs off, leaves us standing there. So I was like, all right. I was like, I'm just going to get one more beer because beers are free. I was like, I'm going to get one more beer. I was like, we're going to take off anyway. Thanks for your time.
Yeah.
So we get this fucking beer and we leave there. We're gone.
That's great.
So, I mean, that was the first night. We had more time after that. We went from there. We went to, God, there's still so much more, but don't drag the story out. We
keep going, man.
Let's see. What did we do? We went to left High Wire. Went to Creekside. So there's a little bar, kind of by Brian's house. It's not a brewery or anything. Just a little food restaurant place.
Uh huh.
Went by there. Had a couple more. At this point, we're feeling frisky. I think Charlie maybe even start popping a few shots. Brian's like, "Fuck you guys. I'm going home." He's like, "I'm done. Like I'm cashed." But Chrissy wants to hang. Her sister Missy. I don't know if you know Missy Petey.
I don't.
She went to school with us, but. Yeah. She was hanging out a little bit, so had some fun, had some drinks up there. We're leaving, and Chrissy goes, take that. And I fucking, there's a candy machine there, so I fucking picked this candy machine up. This fucking, you know, like the 3-stall.
Oh, I saw that
and
picture.
Threw it in the back of the fucking truck. Well, I jump in the truck, I'm driving, they're riding
with. So you guys stole a candy machine.
So I borrowed a candy machine. There's more to the story at the end. put it in the back of the truck. The guy that works there actually is out front. He just fucking gets stoned to the bone. He don't care. I literally walk out caring. He didn't even say a word. Get in the truck, back up. Beep, beep, beep. Pew. I backed into somebody's fucking truck in a parking lot. Yeah.
With the Titan?
With the Titan. Yeah. Oh. Luckily, it was just a. So it's weird. We're all in spots. Somebody had pulled in incorrectly and parked along the back of this little parking lot, but put a little crack in my taillight.
I cracked my taillight at Halloween.
So. Did you? So, of course, I get out and I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah. I'm like, this is going to be ugly. Let me make sure what's going on. The chick who was driving the truck was the chick up at the little front bar there getting stoned with the guy. She walks out. She's like, you're good. Don't even fucking worry about it. I was like, seriously, we're good. Like, nothing. You don't want any money. We're good. She's like, no, you're good. Take off. Have a good night.
Wow.
So at that point, I was like, all right, we're getting the fuck out of here. We're going back to Brian's.
That's super lucky.
Before something else bad happens.
So we haul ass back up the house and fucking, at that point, I just remember like being totally housed. I'm like, Charlie, do me a favor, buddy. Give me a water. Next thing I know, it's morning. He don't give me no fucking water. Fuck you, Charlie.
He's in bed by 8 o'clock usually.
Yeah, and this was like, this was chasing midnight or something, so he's probably fucking TKO.
He wants us to call him.
Yeah.
He keeps telling us to call. I don't know
if we should.
Call
him? To what? So he can basically pretend to be sick and shit?
Like, he just wants to have a participation award, pretty much.
Exactly.
That's cheating.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, is he calling me a cheater for fantasy football trades?
He is. That's true.
That actually Jared's lost like every game since.
Yeah, that was the fucking curse. He just keeps losing.
Jared said he'd like to. I lost fucking again.
Yeah.
Like, it's
he
bad.
Lost to me. He named himself Captain Save-A-Joe and then fucking lost to me.
He did, dude.
I loved it.
Yeah, and but then Jared sucks at all that shit, man.
Jared's good at fantasy football usually.
He's never really done great in our league, though, is he?
Me and him have both had some solid teams, but we've never really gone the distance, no.
I think. Isn't like fucking Russ and Chad like fucking running?
They got the fucking best teams.
Yeah,
I've
Russ
ever
came out
seen.
Of left field and totally just woke up. I guess
like he's been one of the worst teams in the league.
Russ has been the bottom of the league for like 4 years in a row.
Yeah, like it's been bad. And this year it's totally turned
destroying
around.
Destroying it.
He's just killing everybody. Yeah.
I don't know. You want to call him? Let's call him. Let's see what he does. Yeah, let's see what he does. Let's see what he has to say for himself.
All right. Let me find all this shit.
Yeah, don't worry. We're not waiting on you.
While you're setting that up, so I'll tell you. The next morning, we wake up, and it's fucking, oh, God, it's fucking pure misery, man. You're not used to drinking hard craft beers, and we were probably a dozen craft beers in easy, probably more, who knows. And we don't want to do shit. Like, Brian's got a basement. I'm down there by myself watching Trailer Park Boys. I don't want to be left alone. Don't even come down here and see me. I don't want to fucking talk to you. We laid around watching TV for probably like 5 fucking hours doing zero. Brian's like, I got excuse me.
Hello.
Can you hear us, Charlie?
Hello.
Why are you calling my girlfriend in the middle of the night?
Oh, God.
You stole my Wi-Fi.
Why are you stealing my Wi-Fi?
Oh, God.
You are Wi-Fi stealing scum.
What are you doing?
We just
what's going on?
What are you guys at the gelato place?
Yeah. He's a beef with Brady's.
No, he's making me play sorry because he's the only one in the house there. Dude, Patricia's sick as hell too. She's just tougher than all of us. She went to work.
Yeah, exactly. She went to work. She'd been on the podcast if she was part.
She would have been here.
Women are so much fucking stronger.
I think I am a woman.
No,
I think I'm a woman.
Yeah. Guys just get sicker. That's what it is. Buddy.
Exactly.
I was here. I'm the only one that's been here when I wasn't feeling well.
Because well, we came to you.
If you had what I had, let's
yeah, you got like soft serve.
Hey man, I work for medical supply company. Dude. I could have put a fucking porta shitter in here, and you could have been sitting on a bedside commode doing your fucking job. Way to step up.
Yeah,
bro.
It's been a day.
After all the shit you gave me last week for being sick and not being here,
and then you pre-planned not to be here anyway.
We talked about it. We talked about how you said you weren't fucking coming to the show. We talked about that just a minute ago.
Did you get all the content we recorded?
Yeah, I brought it over to him. We haven't played with it yet. We're trying to. I think I put it all back in there right after he finished up and everything. So it should be funny. I told him it's probably going to be a bunch of horse shit, but it'd be funny to listen to.
Okay.
See what we come up with.
What's up, man? Is calling in?
What a fucking spoiler surprise.
I mean, you're the one that's put. Yeah, thanks a lot. We were actually
supposed to be
trying
mystery
to.
Guest.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, everybody, our mystery guest is Colleen, apparently. Thanks, Charlie.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Charlie.
We had a shit all over the show, literally.
Thanks.
Hey, man, listen. I got him. I got on 5:28 this morning, right? And I knew I shouldn't have done it. I knew I shouldn't have done it. And I was like, I have to go to work. I've been off. I got to go to work.
So and, how'd that go?
I drink a protein shake with me every morning. I get a bottle of water and a protein shake. So go. I'm leaving out the neighborhood, and I'm looking at it like, there's a protein shake right now. So I get down in 407, go on 528. And when I got on the 528, like it hit, I knew it. I was like, I've made a mistake. This is a fucking problem in my life that I have to take care of, and I don't know what to do. And I come through and made it to about, there's a bunch of construction right now out there, and right about a half mile to the tolls. And dude, I just had to pull over, man. There's nothing I could do. There's nothing I could do. I pulled over. I popped my trunk and I grabbed a towel and some newspaper because there was a box with a wooden airplane with newspaper. It just ran by a single tree and just made it happen.
So we just
everywhere.
We just named the episode, the one where everywhere. Charlie shit himself.
Hey, how great would it have been if you would have grabbed?
No, I did not.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Charlie pooped.
Listen, if you wipe a newspaper, there's a little bit of that left over in your pants, and you know.
Charlie pooped on a toe. I think we should call that this episode. Charlie
pooped
on a toe.
I did have a little piece on me, though. I did have a little throw on me.
Ew.
I cleared everything.
So gross.
Oh, it's so terrible.
So Derek's not taking your spot on the show. He's like leaving your seat empty there. We're going to maybe let our special guest.
We'll like leave a candle there and like hang like a little fucking
little vigil.
Irish fucking necklace or some shit. Cross.
Now, see, Riley was the first one to get this shit. Now, he's running around the house like a crazy person. And me, my daughter, and my wife are just haggard, dude. Just absolutely haggard.
Well, my kids are sad, too, so thanks a lot.
Yeah. I pretty much told them that they were going to come, but you just hate that Scott's kids, so they can't come here anymore at all. They're never coming back.
Well, listen, anytime I can ruin a kid's day, it makes me a
Allie's crying. Allie cried.
I want to hear it.
It's okay. Derek stepped up and brought his children to fill in for your children, and they do such a good job.
You know, honestly, between the three of us, this is a pretty good fit. I mean, if you want to take next week off, too, we'll figure it out, man. Take
hey, what about kid said to you first thing?
Your phone voice is better.
I even thought about... because we got his view. I even thought about just coming and bringing the kids and just shitting and puking all over your house.
It would have been, I would have expected no less from you, sir.
Hey, I'll tell you right now, if you had, we could have topped 125 downloads this week, so we had a nice step.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
And plus the ride would have been sketchy. Real, real sketchy.
Just bring a couple of soft
spots. I can't even hate
because
I've been on some of those sketchy rides, so I'm with you, man.
Well, I got a feeling it's about to crush my
house. This has never happened to me. This is the first time. This has never happened.
This is a curse. You were cursed.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, I was.
Like, I was just coughing a lot.
Yeah.
I was not throwing up or
pooping. Mine was all that. Damn. Everything I had for me was respiratory.
Whatever you got, I mean,
although,
I'm glad I don't.
I will tell you, you know, Charlie's kids and my kids do hang out from time to time at school, and I got a call about 2:30 today that my oldest puked at school with his mom.
Can you do me a favor and get me a sculptor?
Not if you say it, what it is, but yeah, I'll get you.
Oh, I got it. I got
Oh, you got me?
Are you going?
Yeah, I got
Wait, he just used it to wipe his ass. I'll get you another one.
Thank you, man. Yeah.
I got three. Yeah, I wiped my ass with
it. Hey, wouldn't it be cool, though, like if you, when you pulled over to poop all over the side of the road, 528, and you were picking up that trash to wipe your butt with, if it was Jared's sign saying congratulations on your fantasy football season with an old balloon tied to it?
That'd have been awesome.
God, that would have been great.
It wasn't roadside trash. It was pre-planned trash in the trunk.
So you had like a Ziploc with some toilet paper that in the back, like your little bug out kit?
And I had in newspaper, white towel and newspaper.
Shit, you're well prepared, better than I am. I'd have been using like Wendy's napkins and hand sanitizer or something. I don't even know what I would have done.
See, my sinus is a mess, and I have wet.
Oh, that's good. I'm not that prepared.
Hey, listen. I'm not gonna lie, man. If it would have been coming out both ends, I was gonna try to get it on video. I swear to God, I was like, "It's gonna happen."
I actually believe you. Video. I actually do believe you.
I don't believe you.
It worked out that way.
I don't believe you.
All right. Well, listen. I'm gonna go back to sweating my ass off.
All right. We'll see if you can get some good audio.
Yeah, we're gonna have to cut this out. This just didn't sound good.
This is
we're gonna cut this whole part out.
Cut it out, dude.
It just doesn't sound good.
I'm not even sick.
Dude, your voice is contagious.
Well, I told him from the first moment I got here, this is all just the way it works. But seriously, if my kids get sick, I'm going to be so pissed.
Well, good luck, man. None of you guys get sick, dude. I hope I'm not joking, man. This year is the ninja, bro. It is bad. It is bad business.
All right, man. Well, I hope you fucking feel better, brother. Hope kids feel better and shit.
Yeah, man.
We'll catch up with you.
All right, don't jinx me, Joe. You're going to miss Tool next week in Boston.
Fuck you. Hey, I don't even say it.
If you're sitting on the toilet this much, at least step up your social media game.
Exactly, yeah. You know? Haven't seen anything. At least when I was out sick last week, I was
step
contributing.
Hey, you can help the show in other ways.
Yeah.
I'm not worthy because I'm not there.
Oh, I got our expense report. It was like $400. Was it $500
this month?
Yeah, I
already paid my portion, so just Venmo.
Yeah, we had a $500 expense report this month.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It was like $173 apiece, I think.
Hold on, I'm going to the bathroom, bro.
We had some extra things.
He's going. Hey, hold on, we still got audio here.
Yeah, I'll fax it over to you.
Hold on, buddy.
Just hearing about the money he owed made him have to go to the bathroom.
See you later, dude.
Later.
Oh, man.
Poor fucking guy.
I feel bad.
That's still just craft beer coming at him. It has nothing to do with sickness.
Derek, you're going to get sick next.
Dude, do you know where I work, man? I don't get sick. I have the best immunity you've ever seen in your life.
Like, straight up, for people that are getting sick during like flu season or whatever the case may be, or if they're around people that are sick, what's the best shit that they can do to...
Honestly, man, I really like those airborne gummies.
Yeah.
Anytime I start feeling like a little bit of tickle in the throat or anything like that, start eating those, like just pound them down.
Chase them with orange juice or some shit.
Yeah, I think it says take maximum of 6 a day, and I'll eat half the damn bottle.
Well, the reality is we all know prescription strength is just double over-the-counter strength. Just take twice as many as it tells you and you're good.
Yeah, this is all OTC stuff, but yeah, it works pretty well, man.
Did you just get that text?
Yeah.
Be there in 5 and I come bearing gifts.
Our special guest is bringing us gifts.
Well, don't worry. Charlie already fucking ruined it. We won't pretend. We cut that shit out anyway, so it doesn't matter. Our special guest is bringing us gifts.
That's pretty awesome. Should be in 5 minutes.
Man, I came in as a guest. I didn't bring shit. I guess
you brought
whiskey
last time.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, it's all like this thing, like everybody brings like King Tut over here. It's fucking, you know, sacrifice of the week. I brought him something from Asheville.
I got a freaking wedding,
a special wedding ceremony
glass. Look at that.
We did have three of them.
That is a good looking glass.
It does look. I'm
nice little Pilsner
especially
glass
with a
gold
story
ramp
behind it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna get like Adjust the Mic etched into the back.
There you go. Stolen from.
Yeah.
But we had another one, but Charlie opened the door of my truck and it rolled out, smashed all over the ground at Brian's house. So then the next morning, Brian lives up in the mountains. So we get up there, we crash out, we don't want to do shit. Brian comes downstairs at like 10 o'clock in the morning, he's knocking. I'm like, what? He's like, did you steal a candy machine last night?
Oh my God.
He's like, I heard noises out there. I thought fucking bears were crawling into your fucking truck. Because apparently he's got a bear problem out
there. Yeah. That's a bat up there.
Yeah, and he's always sending pictures like bears climbing on his deck and shit. He's like, so I ran down and fucking drug it inside so the fucking animals wouldn't get after it. He's like, so it's in my fucking living room. Where'd it come from? Like Creekside. He's like, dude, I go to fucking Creekside like every day. You can't steal a fucking candy machine. I was like, your wife told me to fucking do it. He's like, all right, do me a favor, move your fucking truck because I'm going to take it back. He goes, I wasn't there. I'm just going to knock and fucking, I know the lady. I'm just gonna be like, hey, they were being silly. They're going to put this back.
Hey, let's take a break.
Yeah.
Because Colleen's about to be here.
Take 5.
And, but Brian, like we mentioned his name a
Absolutely.
Lot. Where I knew him from was Fox Lake.
Yeah.
He'd hang around there with Desi and a bunch of our friends in that area. But he's actually, you know, was in Indium, the
exactly
band that,
right.
Like, we have a new intro.
Exactly, yeah.
That we'll have for this episode. And
one of
it's more
of four
where
members.
It's all around, like, it's actually Joe's involved in the intro now.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's right. Catch a little bit of
we
that.
Had to, Russ is involved on the intro now.
I wonder if anybody's going to notice the effort you put into that, Scott, because I liked it.
And we got
good.
Both kids involved in it. So right. The boys.
Exactly.
Mine and Charlie's.
Yeah, sounds good. Curious to see what you think. If you like the intro, just give a little love. I'd like to see what you think. Scott worked hard on it. Take a break. We'll guest will be here in a minute.
Cool.
There's a party in the underworld tonight. Can we please find something else? Because if you'll be there, then I will. All right, are we gonna find something else? I don't ever mean it to tell you. Can we please find something else? I don't have the will to give back. Yeah, are we gonna find something else?
So, are you just gonna ask me questions and I can answer it and then we'll go from there? And you can edit out anything that makes me look stupid or if I say something really messed up that needs to be gone.
Yeah,
I recorded that, what you just said.
It's already on record. So we're probably going to play that.
Oh, no.
That's going to be the new intro to the show.
We just changed our intro, and that might be, I might have to change it.
Oh, boy. I mean, I know a lot of secrets right now.
Yeah.
And I'm allowed to say some.
All right. Well,
to you guys. I was given permission.
That's impressive that we're going to actually be like, you heard it first here on the Adjust the Mic podcast.
I'm listening.
All right. Welcome back from break, everybody.
So we've been back from break for a little while. I was just going to leave all that in there just for fun.
Like,
I don't cut too many things out, as you can tell.
But we come back from break a while ago.
And Colleen brought us gifts.
Right.
I did.
Pretty awesome. Thank you for coming to my house to record a podcast with us.
Studio.
Thank you for having me here.
It's kind of awesome.
We need to talk about what's going on this weekend.
Right. So officially Colleen from Play in the Brewery.
There you go. Yep.
What's your title there now? I know you got promoted.
Tap room manager.
Very nice. I appreciate it.
I like that.
It's got
a ring to it.
Yeah.
You also could work in a strip club with that title, but
Jesus.
Just 2 cents.
Oh my God.
All right. So
he's your friend. You're exactly. No longer me.
Don't worry, he'll edit that part out.
I know. I won't.
So yeah, you're here to talk about the big 5th anniversary Bash Rager thing we're getting ready to have, is that right?
Yes. It is this Saturday, the 9th. Mm-hmm. Starts at 12.
Okay.
Ends at 12. We have a lot of special stuff going on. We have a grilled cheese flight.
Dude,
we were talking about that.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump ahead and steal your thunder, but I could not stop. That had to happen.
The grilled cheese flight is like everything.
We have notes. Like, we print out notes.
Right.
But we don't use them half the time. Yeah. You have notes.
Well, because they just changed all the beer pairings with each of the grilled cheeses, because Ron has to taste the grilled cheese and then taste the beers with it to make sure that everything tastes
as it should.
Right. I'm just going to throw it out there that if Ron, by chance, is listening to critique what you're doing, if you ever need somebody to step in and do that job for you, just for the evening, you know, have a couple of beers and eat some food, tell you how it is, I will do that for you, man.
So you're the doppelganger fill-in.
Yeah, I will let Ron know whether it's phenomenal or not.
I've not lived that down yet.
Yeah. Just by the way, anytime I post anything on the playlist of stuff, it's always phenomenal. I just keep
phenomenal.
It is phenomenal.
It really is.
I love it.
I agree, but they're never going to let me live that name down.
So they haven't posted on social media yet exactly what the grilled cheeses are or the beers, but I have all that info.
All right, because I've been waiting for this part.
Okay, and just so you know, the whole theme of this is going to be community. We're trying to get everybody in downtown involved. So with the grilled cheese flights, Sunrise Bakery is making all the bread for them.
Perfect.
Awesome.
So our first one, it's going to be jalapeno cheddar bread.
Nice.
It's going to be with... It's going to go with apple mac and cheese, and it's going to be paired with your favorite,
Rocket Man,
Robonaut Red.
So it's got the sweet and the heat. I like that.
The second one is going to be, it's a sourdough bread.
Listen, hold on. This is a bunch of fat guys here. Hold on a second. So you're going to put the macaroni on the sandwich?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
With apple?
It's, I don't know. I think I think there's an apple on top of the bread from the pitcher.
Okay.
I'll show you the pitcher.
Yeah.
But yes.
Oh my God.
The second one is going to be sourdough bread.
Okay.
It's going to have cheddar, provolone, Swiss, and then it's going to come with a tomato bisque, like a tomato soup to dip it in.
Oh, hell yeah.
And that is going to be paired with our Rocket Ranch Pilsner. Okay. So just regular Pilsner. We're going to have a walnut and raisin bread, which will have brie and raspberry jam on it.
Nice choice.
Nice.
That is going to go with a new beer.
I love brie.
Which is called the Key Lime Margarita Ale.
Oh, man. Scott, sit down. Relax.
So it's a margarita beer.
Does it have whipped cream?
That one hopefully will not.
Yeah.
Salted glass?
It might.
Yeah, that could be kind of interesting.
That would be good. Sounds good.
I would like to keep the rims to a minimum. They're messy.
Fair enough. Good point.
But so the margarita beer should be good. They're making it with a key lime as a base. So
cool.
We'll have that. The next one, it's a 9-grain bread. It's going to have bacon jam, figs, and smoked Gouda.
I love bacon jam. Yeah,
so
bacon
this jam. One.
Can we talk about bacon jam for a little while?
Yeah, they have.
Change the name of the show.
And then, by the way, then we're going to jump back to the last one where Colleen said she wants to avoid dirty rims or something, because that's pretty funny too. But.
See, I raised my eyebrows to him, and he caught my eye.
Yeah, I was looking at him. Like, are you going to do this?
I was going there.
This is a total dude thing. Yeah. It never even crossed my mind. Now that I think about
you're
it, yes.
Right. I was going to go, the less rims, the better.
We got to limit the rims because they're filthy or something. I was like, all right, I'm going
to
say
it. I looked at him. He looked
She's talking about butthole, everybody.
We were just going to let you go. We were going to talk about it.
It's got to be part of the intro.
The rims can be messy.
Part of my thing. Rims are messy.
Derek, you're usually the first one to pick up on these ones, man.
Dude, I was. Nobody looked at me, though. You guys, like, locked eyes like a couple of lovebirds.
Larry Bird's kind of pieces in the way.
I love it. Derek's over here with, like, three fingers. Glenn Livett, nice and neat, just sitting back, kicking, enjoying himself.
Yeah.
Listening to all the grilled cheese stories. I'm digging it.
Nice.
We're not done yet, though. That's not the whole flight, is it?
Yep.
Okay, so that nine-grain bread one with the bacon jam, okay, it's going to be paired with a beer called Liquid Stupid.
God,
It used to, it was out last year.
Yep.
Oh, just to let you know, it's a Belgian strong ale, and it is 13.8% alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I had it not too long ago.
It does not, it does not taste like it has that much alcohol in it. So you must be careful with that.
It's called Liquid Uber, not Liquid Stupid.
Yeah.
Like, you're right. Not driving home.
And then just to finish out the flight, we're just going to have the birthday cake beer on there as a bonus beer.
Awesome.
Because we'll have the four grilled cheeses, the tomato soup, and then the birthday cake beer.
Cool.
Which you can drink with whatever. And that will have a rim of whipped cream and some sprinkles.
Oh, now we're talking.
Sprinkles on the rim.
Now I can get involved in the conversation.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
Cool.
That's fantastic.
Now, are you still, do you guys still have the, what is it, the chocolate and coffee strong stout?
So we have that in bottles.
In
bottles. The Go Big. The Imperial
Stout.
Yeah.
Imperial.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's, dude, I love that one. That's, it's incredible.
Ron, phenomenal. Ron did just tell me that we're going to have a Go Big treatment on tap. I just don't know which one it's going to be yet. I know that they have Almond Joy on at Brix. So they can have.
That sounds really good.
It can be anything.
What does it sound like, Scott? How's it sound?
That sounds pretty
phenomenal.
It's phenomenal.
It could be anything. I'm not sure exactly.
I'll sip that rim.
Oh, my Lord. So we'll also have some specialty shirts that are coming out.
Awesome.
And they look really cool.
Oh, do they look fantastic.
I love all y'all shirts.
I know, me too.
They say Play Alinda, but they're written in the NASA font logo. They're going to be black. And on the back, it'll say launching flight since 2014.
Those look awesome. They're like retro 70s.
Yeah.
Like, you got to throw those up or text that to me. Or can
or
you?
Either
can,
one of them.
I cannot do that.
Cannot do
not
that
yet. Okay.
No, okay.
Still,
we'll see it.
Still secret,
we'll see
okay.
it, and we'll get our picture
I
later.
Was told I was allowed to show you guys and tell you about it. But I think Laura's probably going to be putting something online soon. So when she does, okay. I'll definitely post it on
Email's
site. Come on, Laura.
Yeah,
get
do
this out there.
But there is a limited number, and they will sell out because they are really awesome.
They make them in 2X.
So,
It's like a retro-ish, cool.
It looks just like a NASA shirt.
Exactly.
Where it just says NASA on it, but instead it says Play Alinda Brewing Company.
Yeah, show it over towards Derek so he can kind of, boom.
Make your job.
Yeah,
huh?
That looks good.
Nice. Yeah.
Don't let Joe see it.
I've already seen it. I saw it first, so enjoy. Right. Go back to your key lime.
Charlie can't see it.
Charlie can't see anything. Charlie would take it and have to use it to wipe his rear end because he's sick.
Oh.
He's pooping out of everywhere.
Yeah, we talked to him earlier.
I miss Charlie.
Yeah, don't miss him very much right now. He smells awful. Oh.
Well, this is our first show without him here.
It's really just better.
It is
better,
really
it's been
weird,
so
right?
Nice,
really just so
actually.
Much more phenomenal.
Like, I
I was talking to him earlier. I said, you know, Derek stepped up. We're all hanging out having a good time. It's like, it's so much nicer without him being here. Always bringing everybody down with his positive bullshit.
Yeah.
Make us feel bad about ourselves.
So Joe is ruining the show of positivity, as you can see over the, as the episodes have grown. We've kind of been going on a downslope.
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I kind of like it.
Well, I love it.
I do actually
I love it, to be honest with you. Like it's the best.
I told you that from the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as I saw you, I was like, man, you got to have Joe on all the time.
Yeah.
It helps balance it out.
100%.
We actually were having that conversation earlier 100%. Just about how the positivity of the show initially was what drew me in. I was like, oh, you know what?
Oh.
I always bail on original Adjust the Mic stuff, and this was kind of a cooler idea.
Yep.
But I tried to play along for a second. And I was like, yeah, it's not me. I'm going to talk bad about Scott's sister or something.
And it just because it's who we are.
Right.
It's who
talk
we
bad
are.
About her or talk good about her?
We'll talk about how bad she
so,
is.
So, Colleen, you're about to witness something that I'm just going to ask you to just understand that these guys are assholes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to talk about my sister right now.
Okay.
I think that's going to happen. Well, let's wait.
Yeah, let's not force it. I want this naturally.
Because we got a lot more over here to
just like
talk
the way
about,
her
right?
and I are going to end up together. I want it to be natural. I don't want to force it.
You have more to bring to the table.
Yeah, let's talk more about playing.
Right?
We're going to have live music. We're going to have Josh Whitaker is going to be playing from 1 to 5.
There you go.
Oh, great.
Damian Sumi is going to be playing from 6 to 10.
Okay.
Awesome.
So that'll be going on the whole time. We also are going to have ice cream sandwiches. Have you guys heard of Mad Udder that just opened up across the street
from us? I have,
actually.
I've not been there, but I heard of them, yes.
I've heard of them, but I don't know them yet.
Yeah, they just opened up.
Okay, so open.
Nice.
Yep, they made us some birthday cake ice cream. Justin took that ice cream and made little mini ice cream sandwiches.
Okay, Awesome.
So we will have those.
We got to go there. Check it out.
Yeah, we're going. We're bringing, I'm bringing kids, but I could care less. We're doing it. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but either way, like the whole day is going to be a party. We have plenty of flights, so if you can't get there right when we open, we will still have some throughout the rest of the day. I mean, unless something crazy happens and we have, 200 plus people
And I hope you have a bunch of people.
I'm going to tell you right now. Me too. You know, with the amount of people listening to this show, you might sell 3-4 flights just right when the place opens.
You might have to buy a couple more buildings.
Exactly.
Oh yeah. You might have to buy a couple more buildings.
The kind of draw we're doing here with all these downloads, you might go through like half a loaf of bread the first hour. I mean, it might be ridiculous.
We have 400 people in our group now.
400 people.
I know. It's kind
of
cool.
I mean, I got to be most of them are just obligatory, you know, fine. I'll just stop requesting me to join the damn group. I'll join it.
Yeah.
But still, every once in a while, they actually listen.
He has 404 friends. You got 4 more to get in there.
All right, deal. I'm on it.
So last week, Charlie was talking about Chris Chamberlain. And I saw him this weekend.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, man, they talked about you on the podcast. And he had no idea. And he's like, oh, now I got to listen. I'm like, you always have to listen. You never know when they're going to talk about you.
It's really cool. And you've been one of our biggest supporters.
Yes.
Like really from the get-go, from the first time you and Charlie talked. So we really thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
You get all the credit in the world for all that. And the opportunity of getting us to actually interview Ron and do
that night was amazing.
That whole gig was a lot of fun for us.
Always appreciate it.
I'm not kidding. I think he was like kind of disappointed I didn't tell him that I was coming here sooner.
Oh, really?
I might have. Yeah, he had a lot of fun with you guys that night.
That was fun.
Especially
it was a good time
with
this guy.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Me and Ron had a little bit of a bond. We made a connection.
So let me tell you about the beers that Ron told me about just now when I saw him.
This is the secret.
Okay, these are ones that I didn't even know about until just now.
There we go. Straight for the show.
So
for your ears only, everybody.
Derek, you're a huge beer fan. So
I do like the beer.
Like, yeah, dude, he brews some at home on the side, like for fun and all that. So it's cool.
We're going to have a peanut butter cup beer.
Nice.
We've been talking about that peanut butter whiskey.
Yeah.
That we got. Oh, it's so good.
We're going to have one, the Lemure. I don't know if you know that one. It's a lambic. It's a sour.
Yep.
It's blackberry. It's very rare. He only brings it out for these special events. We're going to have that. But we're going to have another lambic, which is called, hang on,
raspberry.
You told me how to say it, but I can't even say it. Thank you. That's it.
Boom.
Derek, he puts down his three fingers.
Charlie would have never gotten that.
I even told Ron, like, can you tell me how to spell this phonetically so when I read it, I can say it, and I still can't. I'm not good at that. But that's a raspberry sour.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's going to be awesome. We're going to have slooshies. You remember, have you heard of those? Frozen beers?
Yes.
Yeah, nice. I've seen all the pictures, too.
So we will have a Tang slooshie. So it'll be
Tang.
Growing boys need Tang.
We did it for the Apollo 50 anniversary, and it was so good.
Yeah.
So we're doing that again, and we're gonna have a strawberry margarita.
Nice.
Awesome. So a strawberry margarita slushy.
Cut that part out. I couldn't have said that.
I'll tell you what. That what is it? The lambic. What is the thing that the one that Ron does and brings out every once in a while?
The lambic. One? The Lemure.
Lemure. There it is. So my first Ron experience was actually at the Bricks restaurant. Was there one night late. I mean, we're about to wrap up. And Heather, Huron. Mm-hmm. What is it, Huron? I always say it wrong, and then I always get shit for it. Kind of went back and said something to Ron, came out. She's like, hey, you know, Joe's been coming up to play in there forever, blah, blah. I'd never said a word to him. He's like, hey, hold on a second. He goes back there, and he brings back this beer. He's like, it's just coming off. We're going to try this weekend. Check it out. I took a sip, and I'm not a sour guy. And it was amazing. It was so good. I was
phenomenal.
Like, it was damn near phenomenal. That when I go Saturday, that is what I'm having.
Yeah, it is seriously the best beer I've ever drank that he's brewed for me, anyways. Yeah. And it will sell out quick because he only makes like one keg.
But
I'm excited that he's gonna have two lambics on though. I can't wait to try the other one.
I mean, I literally walk into that place and there is a Rocket Man without even asking for it. And this time I'm gonna turn it down and be like, that's not what I want.
Having that when we sat in there with him and had the flights, y'all had half of them were IPAs.
Yeah,
and IPAs were not is not my thing.
Right,
and I've had IPAs multiple times. Not been a thing. Drinking those beers and me saying phenomenal was honest.
Right,
they were all good to where when I go into Playland Brewery, Bricks Project, I'm definitely not scared to get an IPA now, and I know that I'm gonna enjoy it.
Yeah,
like it's really good.
He did say that he's going to have a milkshakes IPA on. He doesn't know if it's going to be treated or what the flavor is, but I know that those ones I tend to like better than the other IPAs because they're not as like bitter.
Not as hot for it. Not so bitter at the end. No bite.
I definitely am not an IPA person, and I hate it because I work there, and people are like, "Oh, you work at a brewery and you don't like IPAs?"
And it's
but
such
I'm
a
like,
huge,
There are so many different styles of beers. Like, why do I have to like the IPAs?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it.
It's but. The trendy. It's but it's like really good, and it actually accentuates the flavors, probably like of the hops. It kind of
it shows
them more than others.
Now you're talking out of the spectrum. Yeah. Of my understanding.
I'm totally going.
It tastes good.
I went.
I like it. I enjoy it.
I mean, I love
I'm
beers,
back on my
but I don't like back ports, man. That's one of the beers I don't like are porters.
Okay.
And I don't know why. I just have never been able to enjoy
those. That's the only time
those.
I've ever heard you say you don't like beer, ever.
Just a beer.
Like any beer, just beer in general.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, and not because Colleen's here, not because you know we had the opportunity to speak with Ron, but so many of Playland's beers have been really good.
Yeah.
Like, I've been to a lot of different breweries. I kind of enjoy hitting different places when I'm out of town, this and that. I mean, for example, Charlie and I were at was it Moon River Brewing in Savannah on Sunday night. Got a couple beers before I went and started to watch the Patriots game. And I'm like, just give us a flight. They got 10 beers or something available. Give us what you got. We'll take a rip. The first three or so, pretty easy going, a Pilsner, an IPA, they were okay. Then they start getting into these weird different versions of stuff. And Charlie's hilarious because, you know, Charlie has, like, he doesn't bullshit you. He's like, that tastes like cough medicine. Don't like that. He's like, that tastes like some spicy fucking pepper. Don't want
that. Yeah, that's Charlie. Yeah.
And he's not wrong.
Was he pronouncing all of the beer names correctly?
No, he didn't even try. He's please. Charlie's not pronouncing shit.
The Nipah.
Exactly. The Nipah. This is Nipah.
Nipah.
That's okay. I can't even be mad because if you're not familiar with it, I mean.
It I can so still be funny. Mad.
How are you going to know?
I'm still going to be mad.
It's a Nipah.
And that I don't want anybody listening to feel intimidated to come in and like order drinks because you don't know how to say things or don't know different styles. Because like that's what we are there for. We will help you find something
that I
agree. You want
to stand
point.
Up,
drink.
Ask a question.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Well, and the also thing is just my recommendation is just don't record yourself doing it. Like if you're gonna say something wrong, it's fine, but just don't do it on air.
Yeah. We don't
like
listen.
Colleen. If she messes up anything at all tonight,
I'm
gonna
accentuate
God,
all of the mistakes.
Yeah, it's totally over. That was easy.
Hey, we have something else special going on too that hasn't been promoted yet.
Yeah.
So on Friday and Saturday nights, we're going to start doing this thing. Right now, the name is kind of up there, but it's called Weekend Vibes. But what we're going to do is from 9 to 12, we're going to have 13 ounce pours for $3 of like blonde, Robinaut, tropical if it's on, and another
Heck
beer.
Yeah.
We're going to have a sangria that Jim, you guys met Jim.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, we got to get Jim on air, by the way.
Yeah.
We missed him at the event.
Yeah, for sure.
We got to get him on air.
So he's been making wine sangrias that taste awesome. And we call them Jim and Juice.
Oh, that's
nice.
Perfect.
We have these things that are called, we call them micro pints, but it's our taster glasses. And then we pick two things to mix with. So like
awesome.
We do like the Hefeweiss with some cider or like a stout with some root beer.
Oh, like
and
a rocket
only,
man with a peanut butter jelly.
I don't know about all that. That sounds terrible. I think you know it sounds terrible.
it's not an imaginary.
But those
it did happen. But at least it didn't happen in a small glass like
it
that.
It was the Germerican wheat, my friend.
It was Germerican. You're right. It was actually, it was Germerican wheat and peanut butter jelly.
But yeah, so we'll have those. They're going to turn the lights down really low. They're going to turn TVs off. Unless there's a sporting event on that people want to watch, they're going to play different kind of music.
Dude, if you're going to call it Jim and Juice, I'm thinking 90s rap. Like,
I think you just got to have
some
Snoop Dogg videos.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
No sound, just Snoop Dogg videos.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
That'd be good.
I'm going to make Ron listen to this.
You should. That's an idea. That's a possibility.
Maybe, no.
Hey, I've got a great name for a beer.
What?
For an IPA. If you're hoppy and you know it, clap your hands.
There you go. See?
That is a What's long up? Name, though.
That's a long
name. You know
name.
What?
Or it's just, if you're hoppy and you know it, you call it, you can grab it.
Yeah, something like that.
Hoppy and I know it.
I like it.
Well, but that will be happening from 9 to 12. Plus, we're going to have these things we call grown-up lunch boxes, which are basically just little boxes of like our charcuteries with meat, cheese, crackers, and grapes. And it's only a small little $5 box, but it's enough to where like you can keep drinking and be able to eat.
I've never had a $5 box.
Free trail mix, but this will be on Friday and Saturday nights from 9 to 12.
That's awesome. That's actually a really fun idea. That'd be great. Way to go, Jim. Way to help out with that too, buddy. Jim and Juice.
Jim and Juice.
I love it.
We had a nice little charcuterie board story.
Oh, let's hear it.
You just had to say that name, right?
No, actually, we did. So we had our weekend up in Asheville. We played around some of it. Anyway, so Friday night, we've got tickets. What is it, Friday night? Saturday night. Tickets to see the final tour of Slayer, Ministry, you know, so on and forth. We talked about it earlier. But the show's getting over. We've been there. It's like 4 hours in, man. This music is just fucking destroyed. It's so loud. I'm getting old, man. I should have been in earplugs, but we're like, all right.
This is like at 6 o'clock, by the way.
No, it's probably like 10. I think first we got show. There. I think the door's
first show
open
just started.
5. The door's open at 5, and it's like 10 o'clock or something.
Yeah, it's and I'm like, all right. Old music.
Exactly. I'm like, listen, there's no way Slayer's going more than like 2 or 3 more songs. We can either leave now and get a head start on this shit, or we can wait it out and deal with, like,
so you're in the head starter mode now.
I am. Well, I'm at that point because this fucking crowd, the pit was getting heavy. I'm like, these motherfuckers are going to leave here pissed and drunk and just fucking rage the streets of Asheville.
I would have been fine.
Well, you'd break your leg.
Exactly. You'd have broken your leg thinking about it.
I would have been fine.
So Brian's like, well, there's just a little bar like right across the street. Let's go check it out. So we get over there. We're ordering everybody a beer, and Brian's like, let's get this he's butchering it, of course, as everybody does.
Kirkertery.
Yeah, right. There's choo-choo-coochery or thing. He's like, then the lady's like looking at him like, what the hell? But the funny part is, so me, Brian, Charlie, and Brian's brother Jason are sitting at this table drinking craft beer, eating charcuterie board while Slayer's playing in the background and then getting out because we had to jump the guy.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious. So that's what we did. We went over there and we had
that's pretty awesome, by
meats
the way.
And cheeses with jams and whatnot.
It's pretty awesome.
That's it. And then we filled our bellies of beer and happiness, and we're home, you know, before midnight to relax.
Were you home before midnight, really?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Concerts are definitely different now that you're older. I mean, I still try to go to the big ones because with all my kids and everything, I try to make it, like, important. But, like, yeah. I saw Weezer, like, a couple years ago.
There you go.
They literally played for 1 hour exactly in St. Augustine, and they were done by 11. And I was so happy. Because I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be home like right after midnight and be able to go to bed.
It's amazing. What important things happen. I remember.
Because usually it's a 2 to 3 a.m. thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
usually it is.
I remember me and Charlie. So I had a friend of mine with me and then Charlie and his wife. We're going to go see A Perfect Circle last year, Halloween Eve.
Oh, hell yeah.
In UCF. So we go out there and it's like, all right, let's meet up somewhere and get a fucking drink. And Charlie's wife says something about Chili's or whatever. So we're at the Chili's across the street and we're literally sitting there like, you know, like earlier today, I was fucking kind of, I didn't know if I really wanted to drive all the way out of here. And I was kind of fucking tired. Charlie's like, yeah, we may not make the whole show. I think we're going to leave early. So we got to the show. I actually had a fucking blast. I'm glad I went. I hadn't seen them in years. And look over, and Charlie and Patty fucking left. He's like halfway through the show. He's like, we just weren't feeling it. And we took off and went home. I was like, you motherfuckers. That's what Charlie does, dude. Charlie does not fucking bullshit.
That's
man.
True.
Charlie That's does true. Not play.
When he's ready, he's ready. Even his birthday party is ready. He's bailing before everybody has his own birthday party for his 40th.
I bailed on that one, too, just because I don't like him.
Yeah. Oh.
I just stayed home. I didn't have anything else to do. I was just like, I'd rather just sit home and do nothing than go hang out with Charlie on his birthday.
So do you want to, I don't know why I'm the one that's bringing this topic up. But
your sister?
There you go.
Yeah.
It's just bound to happen. So let's just get it over with. Y'all talk.
I'm feeling like he's trying to get it to happen. I don't know if I want to be baited in.
Derek hadn't talked much tonight, so he's been itching to talk over here.
I don't know if I want to be baited into this conversation.
No, I'm not going to talk about it just because you want
exactly.
to.
You
makes me,
right.
It makes me happier if we just don't.
Down. Yeah, I just put my foot down. That's
makes
right.
me, cause I could change the I'm title of the episode and everything.
Change it. Change it. Something better. Change it to the episode where Colleen saved the fucking
day. We can change it. I'm done talking about what I have to talk about. And I have time. The kids are already in bed.
This is magical. See what I did?
Whatever.
I made them not want to talk about my sister.
Nah, don't worry.
See how I did that?
What we're going to do is we're going to save it to like when it's way more important to you. And
they don't want me to want to talk about it. See, it's the fact that I'm letting them, giving them a platform to talk about some mutual interest.
Here's the part, Colleen. Here's something I know you've listened to the show. You've heard this a few times. And Derek's known Scott way longer than I have. And he can guarantee this. All these times where Scott acts like he's butthurt, he really is. He tells you he's not. Like, oh, it's for the show. It's cool. No, he's really fucking upset. Like, he'll literally push his mic away and be like, fine, you guys just fucking do the show. Then go ahead. I'll stay quiet. Go ahead.
In that immediate moment, most of the time that he's right.
Which is fucking hilarious.
In that immediate moment, like, because I will let my emotion, like my immediate emotion like that, I'll let it kind of dig on me. And I don't know why, even though I know all my friends are the biggest assholes in the world.
I'm going to take my microphone and go home.
Exactly.
Man.
But like it used to be like before I got behind a microphone, yeah, I was very defensive as a person, like years ago.
Makes
so now,
so much better.
So now I'm like so much better with it, especially doing behind a mic. But they just try and they'll get me every once in a while. They'll get me.
They're a tough crew.
They
I've
are.
Known them for a very
and,
long
and
time, and
get
they
me.
Have not ever changed. It's always
like they'll get me. And they'll get me, and then finally I'll catch. I'm like, motherfucker, I know
God
the
damn
fucking
it,
me
got
now.
Us, right.
I don't even care anymore. And then I'll fucking go back at him real hard, and then
then it's more fun again. But yeah, it's an adventure.
It's So yeah.
Always good times.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Hey, how did Halloween go? I noticed that all you motherfuckers were at my house when I got home from
work.
Oh,
yeah. That's right. So, Halloween.
Yeah.
We went over to Lantern Park.
I've heard stories about Lantern Park.
It's a nightmare.
I don't ever want to go there ever again for Halloween.
I don't get why people want to go to these places where there's like hundreds of kids. I mean, like, yeah. I know my kids. Thousands. It's
they're
like,
bust in. Like, legitimately, right. All the way down the road, down it's Carpenter. Absurd. You're walking. It's almost like you're going to a local event, you know, that's put on by somebody. It's like,
absolutely.
They're just
fucking ridiculous.
That's like in Port St. John. That's how it is with 100 Acre Woods. Yep. My friend Lauren lives right near there. And the first time that I could take my oldest son trick or treating, we did that. And I was like, this is insane. Like, there's too many people. I feel bad for the people at the buy all that candy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Derek's house, he's right in the middle of the heart of Lantern Park, okay?
You live there?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So he was working.
Go home.
And we all, you know, we got the golf cart and went and put it over his house on my lunch break. So we just popped the golf cart off and adults could take the golf cart. And this is our first year trying the golf cart thing because everybody does the golf cart thing. Well, there was way too many this year. I mean, there was more golf carts than humans, it seemed like. Like, it was that bad. Like, I mean, you had a golf cart line and a car line and a human line in the middle of the road.
No way.
All trying to share the road. And it was crazy. And it sucked.
Yeah, it's unbelievable the amount of kids that are there.
Kids are having a blast. To them, it's the most fun. They're running around. You can lose a kid very easy.
I lost a kid.
That's right, you did.
God. Yeah, a couple years ago.
That's right.
My girlfriend's kid, I decided I'd take them all trick-or-treating. She was going to stay back and hand out candy. So we go around the neighborhood. We've been hitting the houses. You come out, you turn left. You go to the next house, come out, turn left. Her youngest is a little bit on the ditzy side. He comes out, turns right.
I'm going to send him a link
There's
to this.
5 million kids there.
Oh, no.
I'm sitting there waiting. The other ones come by. I'm like, where's your brother? I don't know. I start looking around. All the kids look the fucking same because they got goddamn costumes on.
Right.
So I start screaming his name. I'm like, Brandon. I'm going like up and down the street. Can't find the goddamn kid. All of a sudden, like I'm starting to have this little panic attack. I'm like, oh my God, I lost a kid. He got abducted. He's in some dude's basement. You know, he's going to wear his skin or something.
What would
shit.
I do if I had a kid that I stole? Yeah. That's where he went. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, Jesus. Then I get a call from my girlfriend. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. She's like, did you lose someone? I'm like, maybe. So he went down the street, finally couldn't find where he was going, found some lady, and knew his mom's phone number, called her, and she got him back, but yeah, it was a little bit scary.
We lost Silas at St. Teresa's Fair for about 5 minutes.
Dude, you actually start to have a little mini panic.
My heart dropped.
Oh,
I was running.
It's crazy.
He went back to the line of the freaking swings, and he was on the freaking swing. We just ran into somebody that we were all talking as a big group there, and he just decided just to go run over, and we're not far from it, you know, but we were just looking everywhere else first.
Right.
And just happened to see him on the swing right next to us. So, Jesus Christ.
It's scary.
It is scary. Like, with my kids, I have three. And my two boys, the oldest is 5, but the two boys have autism.
Mm-hmm.
And the middle one is nonverbal, so he doesn't talk at all. The oldest one just recently started talking. But if he gets lost, he can't tell you his name. He can't tell you our name.
Yeah.
You know, like, so we have to, like, be on top of him constantly. And we go out to the theme parks, to Disney and stuff all the time.
Yes, you do, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Well, we have annual passes, and in order to get your money's worth,
you have to go. You have to.
So it's like...
You're doing it the right way. I do it the wrong way. I have passes, and I hardly ever go.
You have to go once every 3 months to make it worthwhile.
Yep.
That's the count.
We go once a week to one of the parks.
That's fun.
All we pay for
is gas to get out there. Yeah. We bring our own food. No. We bring our own drinks.
If you do it right, if you're a pass holder and you do it right, you can actually not spend that much money.
No, not at all. Yeah, absolutely right.
So that's what... I don't know if you just saw my two kids walk up behind us. I told them to go back in the room, but with them, I wouldn't be worried about somebody snatching them up because they would bring them right.
They
the
will
fuck
give
back.
His kids back.
Guaranteed.
Right.
Hey, I would give his kids back.
Hey, what the hell did
his
my kids
can't
say
stay
to
with
you?
Me for more than a couple hours.
Dude, what did my kids say to you the first thing when he came in the house?
No other thing. They just walked right past me. Don't even know who I am. Walked straight over to Scott and said, you have a micro
penis. You have a micro penis, Scott.
That's exactly what he said.
Oh,
and the other one's
God.
Like, yeah, he's got a micro penis. And they go running around.
Yeah, 8 and 6, and I just talking about micropenis.
Like, it's funny.
I mean, it was pretty funny.
It was hilarious, actually.
But kids are so crazy.
They
man.
Are him. Okay, they are my best friend over here. That they are. That's why I can only be around my best friend for a certain amount of time. Like, we go away to Georgia for the weekend, and you know, it's a lot better now that you're older. You've calmed down. You're not nearly as bad. When we were younger, it was an issue.
He's kind of toned down.
He peed in front of mayors. He's done a lot of weird things.
All right, that was after way too many drinks. I don't even remember being there. All right. That was the best.
So it's all just a beautiful thing. So when you see his children be his children, I'm just like, oh my God, it's him.
See, like with my kids, like, they have no sense of danger at all. So like, they will just go, and you'll think that they can walk right next to you. And my husband tries so hard to like give them independence, and he knows how worried I get, and he's like, just let them go. So like, let them go dance at the dance party.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, okay, I let them go, and then they just take off, and God knows where they're going. They're climbing up on the stage, and like, it's yeah.
Oh yeah, so
it ain't easy.
My oldest, we were all taking a picture for my girlfriend's birthday, and of course my kid, he thinks it's funny. He does the whole, like, you know,
thing.
What, dude, I still know think that's called. Hilarious. I don't but, know what it is.
You know, the where you make the little
circle game,
and make people look at it, and you punch them. So he does that in the picture, and I look at the picture, I'm like, oh, that little shithead. So I circled it and I sent it to him, and all the, you know, to my group text, and they're all like laughing. And then my buddy Hansen, who we were talking about earlier, said, most of the time, children of superstar athletes have a hard time growing up under the enormous shadow cast by their dad's career. You are a Hall of Fame asshole, but it seems like your kid has promise. With any luck, he may be able to make a name for himself one day, just like you did, you fucking dickhead.
Oh my God.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I when I saw that, I'm like, man, that just makes me feel all warm and tingly inside.
Karma's a bitch.
So that makes him happy.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So how long have you had your annual pass?
So you're saying that these guys, Charlie and Joe and all them, are rough? Yeah.
We've
had to grow up with this guy.
We've had our annual passes since, like 3 years.
Okay. So you're not new to this. I was thinking maybe it's like the first year first go around.
And it's really awesome because we get, with the boys and their autism, Disney allows them to have a DAS pass, a disability pass, because they can't wait in lines like for a long time.
Of course,
so,
yeah, makes sense.
Yep.
So we're able to like make a pass, like, but you go up to the line if the wait time is like 120 minutes, you have to come back in 120 minutes.
Exactly.
But they don't have to actually wait in the line, which was like a game changer for us because
100%.
Otherwise these parks are
that's awesome that they do that.
There's no way we'd be able to do it.
And that's awesome that you go out there every week like that.
Yeah.
They really is. Because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Every time I go, whether it's with the kids, without the kids, I have a great time.
It is awesome. Like, we switch up the parks. Awesome. They have their favorites and get upset when we try to go to the other ones, but
it's still fun.
So, yeah.
Scott, are you going to put your whipped cream and your key lime beer in the fridge or what?
I'm going to actually drink that.
Oh, are you?
I'm editing later when you guys leave.
Might want to get that whipped cream in the fridge between now and then.
Well, the Cool Whip is in the frozen section, so it'll probably need to defrost anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it depends by the time. We're gonna talk for like 4 more hours, Colleen, so by the time that's done, that thing will just
be good. I appreciate you drinking.
Well, maybe I need to have one, though.
We're just going to keep going. But now I think we're actually October. Our pass has ended after all these years, and I'm ready to switch it up. I think
I'm done.
We're going to go Universal.
January is
over. Switch it up Universal this year and see how.
Well,
that
your
goes.
Kids are older.
They
There's
are.
Way more to do at Universal for them. Like, and my kids are too little to do anything there.
And that's kind of what it was. I mean, I got to the point where literally I'd be like, "Hey guys, you want to go to Disney World?" Like, not this weekend.
I don't even care.
I'm like, well, then I'm not going to keep fucking paying for it.
Disney is definitely better for the little ones.
They don't even care. Like Allie, she likes Disney, but Silas, she's like, I'd rather go home and play on my tablet or do this and that.
So
I nerded it up. Like, we did the Orlando Science Center.
There you go.
See, that's a good idea.
Nice. Make them learn Science something.
That's what I want to do this next year is I want to actually travel and do more interesting things like that. Like actually get out of the state a little bit with the kids and do some traveling with them because we haven't done
The Orlando Science Center, though, is the state of Florida Orlando Science Center, right? Scott's talking about traveling with his kids going somewhere because he wants to do something like that.
But. No, but doing interest. Yeah, I know. I totally feel
It's Orlando. But,
like, I want to go Michigan. Do interesting things like go do, you know, the science centers and spend my time going to do things like that and then get out and travel and do nature and kind of see
Take
shit.
Take a fucking hike, you lazy bastard.
Grand Canyon. We just flew over there on the way to California a couple weeks ago.
You ever been or no?
And I've never been to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, shit.
But just watching out your plane, it's amazing. It's phenomenal.
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 You know what I remember about the Grand Canyon? You know what the fucking thing impressed me about the Grand Canyon? There's no safety fucking rails, bro.
No.
This is a fucking just
there it
a
is.
Mile down, and they just walk right over the edge. Just fall the fuck in there. I'm surprised more people don't die there.
You saw that guy do the tightrope walk?
I wonder how many people do
across?
I didn't see that. But
that Willinda guy?
The amazing Willinda?
Oh, he does some tightroping.
He did it across the Grand Canyon. Yeah.
Fucking sketchy
shit. They've jumped it. Didn't Evel Knievel jump it?
I don't know.
If you jump the Grand Canyon, you better jump in a fucking airplane. That thing's like fucking 3 miles across.
Haven't people jumped it? Haven't people jumped it?
No way.
Or haven't people jumped a section of it or like a little thing? I think...
A very little section.
We can do some razor jump.
Done something.
Somebody did like a
huge jumping. Man.
A 4 foot ditch at the end of it. They just jumped over that.
Right, the very beginning crack.
Yeah, exactly. They had to start somewhere.
I don't know. I'm just making sure to see the sticks.
Actually, one of the best ones is Bryce Canyon. If you ever get out there, Bryce Canyon's even better, man.
Nice.
There's
I
want to
go travel.
And
you've traveled it.
Yeah, man, I'm a world traveler, man. I've done all kinds of shit.
Jesus Christ.
Traveled all over the state.
Traveled the world of Florida.
No, we flew into Vegas and rented a fucking Hummer and drove across the Hoover Dam and shit.
Oh, cool.
And it was a one-day trip. You can drive over the fucking Hoover Dam all the way to the Grand Canyon and back in the same fucking day.
Oh, nice.
From Vegas. And then you can go eat like that's $70 kind
of
fucking lobster.
We landed in Vegas as part of our trip. And there was a casino. Nice. There was a slot machine right off the plane.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like right off the plane. Boom.
As soon as it's legal to gamble, they're ready to go. As far as there wasn't a hooker waiting for
California
you.
California was cool out there. I took Adjustable Mic stickers to go put up all over.
Nice.
Like, and
did nothing. Zero.
I put them in my bag, and then one night, everybody else was kind of tired. We were at a work convention kind of thing. So I went and walked down the street and totally left them. Forgot about it. I get halfway out there, forgot. So I brought all my stickers back. I wanted to like do some illegal stuff and throw stickers on some signs, but
he recorded a lot of good material while I was out there, though. So he made up for it with that.
They actually recorded material, by the way.
I was going to say, did you guys record going to the breweries?
I still don't believe
we
them.
Didn't.
Supposedly
no, we didn't.
It's over here.
We didn't do it at the breweries. We did it at Brian's house. We're going to carry because it's hard to like see what the quality is going to be like, where you're going to sit and shit. We're like popping from place to place. Charlie had never been to Asheville.
Okay,
so the whole thing was. Let's kind of get a beer or two here and then move. Beer to here and then just kind of explore.
That's what you have to do.
Yeah.
I've never been there, but man, everybody tells me the stories.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
I have kids. I don't get to do anything like that. Everything I do revolves around family or
So here's what you do. Go home tonight, divorce your husband, then every other weekend you can do what the fuck you want.
Oh my
God. That's a good plan.
It may not be a great life plan, but it's just throw it out there.
I can promise you that will never happen, man. There is no way I could do it without him, man.
Yeah, good point.
He takes care of me so much. Heck, I am so spoiled. It's ridiculous.
We're friends on Facebook.
That's right.
Heck yeah.
That's right.
But no, it's definitely.
I was out in Anaheim, California, and we went to one brewery there, and it was badass. I can't remember the name now, but it was right across from Angel Stadium, and super good people. They were very knowledgeable. You know what I mean? So we had a really good experience, and the food was really well.
See how prepared he was? He doesn't remember the name of the fucking place. Like, so if you ever go to Anaheim, go to this place.
I can't remember the name.
There one place.
It was phenomenal.
We were eating
food.
Edibles. Like, I don't remember the name.
True, yeah. I was,
It was really good, and I posted
only
about
alcohol
it. I think I posted about it. You might have seen it. I think you even.
I think I did.
You know what's funny? So Charlie is actually, like, taking out a girl who's, like, you guys have spent some single time. You ever met a girl who's never done shit? Like, you take her out on a date, she's like, I've never been to Red Lobster before. It's like, holy shit. So taking Charlie on this trip.
This tells you how many women Joe
been
with.
I've
never.
So taking Charlie to this trip. He's never been to Asheville. He's never been to any of these breweries. He doesn't know any of these fucking breweries. We wake up fucking Saturday. And I'm like, I'm fucking hungover, man. We need to go into town or something to eat. I was like, there's a fucking, like, one of the original Mellow Mushrooms is in fucking downtown Asheville. Old, cool fucking building.
Yeah.
Right on the South Slope. I was like, let's go fucking. I was like, I know it's just fucking Mellow Mushrooms. I've never been to fucking Mellow Mushroom before. So
that is Charlie.
Exactly. So we head down there. It's like the most amazing thing ever happened to him. His eyes are all fucking lit up. Yeah. We sit down at this fucking table. We order
Grape
some food.
Coupon?
And the guy next to us goes, are you guys here for the Slayer show? It's like, yeah. He's like, you from here? It's like, no, we actually came up from Florida. He's like, where? He's like, Titusville. And he gives us that blank stare. I'm like, all right, Cocoa Beach, Orlando. You know, because nobody knows.
Where the shuttle goes at.
We're from Disney.
He's like, no. He's like, no. I know Titusville. I was like, no shit. He's like, yeah, my wife is from Titusville. He's like, hold on a second. She just went to the restroom. She'll be right back. She comes back and sits down. Her name was...
Capabianco.
Yeah, Lauren Capabianco, I think it was.
I thought it was Melissa at first when y'all messaged me, but it wasn't.
He's like, she graduated from astronaut, like, 1997. I was like, oh, shit, THS 97.
Yep.
So, yeah, we're sitting in a fucking... And they don't even live there. Apparently, they live in South Carolina or some shit. We're sitting in a fucking Mellow Mushroom of all places in Asheville. Meet somebody from fucking Titusville. Who, yeah, knows you and Jared and everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, pretty fucking cool.
So random.
It is.
The most, you know what the most random thing about it was? Is that I was able to have a functional conversation with somebody I randomly bumped into in a fucking restaurant because Colleen knows that shit does not happen.
Just got to bring that up. Man. I actually was thinking
I don't know. See you later.
So let's discuss this. Like, did you have the awkwardness that he had?
So when I came in, we had just taken the kids to the park and I was with my parents.
Yeah.
And like with my mom and shit too. So
I walk in and my kids they're very wild to begin with. So yeah. I'm just trying to beeline it to the table to get them to be under control. And I saw him and I was just like, oh, hey, you know,
how you doing?
I was just, you know, talking about you. I think, I don't know who was I even talking to. And then he just looked at me and was like, well, I guess this is the end of that conversation.
I'm like thinking in my head, like, do I stand up? Do I shake her hand? Do I give her a hug? Do I fucking bow?
Did you feel
his
awkwardness or was it just him?
I didn't know because there was a point in time where I felt like Joe didn't like me.
Oh, I fucking
hated
your guts. Yeah, I absolutely fucking hated Colleen.
But not because I did anything.
You didn't
it's
do anything
because
at all.
Of my friends.
Right, exactly.
And it's so stupid.
She,
I did
she has
nothing.
A good friend who was dating a good friend of mine. That shit didn't work out. And so by default, it's like, all right, well, I can't be friends with you guys and you can't be friends with us. This is high school shit.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, we've gotten past all that now.
Exactly.
Except for that day. There was a little glimmer of it maybe still in your eye. That's why
so I was like, so my thought process was like, okay, I have to get the kids there. I said hi. He didn't really respond.
He still hates me.
I'm going to keep moving along.
I kind
of
one
made
of these
her things. Feel like you
and that was
her.
It.
I don't know if it was like a thumbs up, kind of a quick wave. And I was like, here's my mom. Well, then, so I'm sitting there. I'm like, well, that was fucking awkward. She probably thinks I'm fucking like hater or something. So I kept turning around because she's behind me several tables back. And I'm trying to like, nothing. Like, and I'm like, all right, now we're done. We're getting ready to leave. So we got there first.
When she shut you down, she shut you down. Like,
I mean, she
you're
was
done.
She didn't like
me.
She probably didn't
like
even know. She was taking care
I
of her kids.
So
had no fucking
busy,
clue.
Can't even feel
like,
her face.
Like, yeah, you can't even understand what it's like to go out to eat with my kids, man. Yeah, I was definitely not. I did look over a couple of times, but your back was to me.
Well, exactly. And then I keep looking, but nobody's looking. And I was like, so finally I was like, do I like so say goodbye? I was like, you know, this is too awkward. I'm just fucking leaving. I'm leaving. I'm done. I'm out of here. Running away.
What'd your mom say?
She's like, who is that? I was gonna see Colleen knows my sister and stuff. So I was like, that was Colleen. She's like, oh yeah, I remember. It's like Rockledge.
She goes, that's that girl you don't like.
Yeah, exactly. It's like that's you know, that's Brad's ex girlfriend's friend. We hate her. She's like, yeah.
She's like,
she looks like a bitch.
Mom's always there.
That's
my
mom
says.
Like, yeah,
they'll back
she
whatever we say.
Bitch
up.
Face.
If I say something, my mom will be like, yeah.
Mom's like, yeah, she's an asshole. I'll fight her.
Yep.
It's just so crazy because like I have always still been friends with Brad. Like I never like, you know.
No, I know. I'm just easy anyway.
I ran into one of my ex girlfriends the other day at the Sunflower Farm up in Mims.
Ooh.
And it was like real awkward. Got a high five out of the deal.
You high fived her?
It was
you awkward fived?
What?
It was her and her husband and her two kids, and me and my kids.
You awkward
and I was like, I didn't even do anything. And she's like, all right, how's it going? And high five. And I'm like,
she just went to wave. You like, slapped it.
I'm like,
she would never intend
to. Was it
high
a good
five.
Connecting five or was it like an air like
yeah,
miss at first?
Oh, I slapped the shit out of her hand. Really
did you look at the elbows? Apparently that is the key. You got to look at each other's elbows and then you will hit every time.
I don't need to do that. I'm coordinated enough.
I'm not.
He's not coordinated.
Well, that's what he did. He smacked her on the hand. He told her husband, he's like, hey, she's like that on her ass too. See later. But don't get lost in the cornflower maze. You might not find her.
That is like really awkward. I don't know what I would do I saw somebody and they were going to give me a high five. Like, that's just.
I mean, what do you do? You don't leave
no,
them hanging
I mean,
with the
obvious,
high five?
Obviously.
I think I would. I think I would just totally leave Colleen hanging in Sonny's if she tried to high five me.
Oh, my God.
Like, hey, what's up?
Now,
fuck you.
Do you guys remember a long time ago when Ryan Seacrest was the host of American Idol and he went to high five the blind guy after he was done singing? He comes out and he like had his hand up to high five the blind guy and he just is holding his hand up and then he literally takes the blind guy's hand and puts it on his own. Like,
that's it.
Awesome.
You never leave a man hanging even if you're blind.
It was so funny.
It's just the way that works.
That's crazy.
At least we like each other now.
That's
Joe.
True. We got past all those horrible minutes of for some reason not liking each other. And it wasn't even that. Just like because of everything, I didn't care for Lauren. So by like default, it was like I just didn't hang out with you.
Right.
It wasn't like, oh, Colleen sucks. I didn't even really know. I mean, like, again, you knew my sister more than anything growing up.
Yeah, that's true.
Because didn't you go to like elementary school with us?
Yeah. And she was in my grade.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Knew her the whole time.
Charlie has this claim to fame where he kind of tagged Colleen as his buddy, but I think I've known her way longer than Charlie.
You are, he has
so
like,
you know,
I think he is hurt that he's not here to talk to you too.
Aww.
I hope so. I hope he's home right now hurting. Not only his butthole, but also his pride.
Yeah.
Sore. Burning.
Yeah, we used to. I used to hang out everywhere. At Charlie's house a long time ago in the MJ's days.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We would all go there afterwards because that was when he was living with Ben.
Oh, God. Where were they living at the time?
I used to be up there with Ben
a lot. In Titusville, like kind of by the airport, I think.
Yeah, North Titusville. Okay. Actually, you know what's funny?
I was up there a lot with Alan.
My ex-wife and I lived right around the fucking corner from that house, and I never went to that house ever. Really? When I was married in new shit.
So I lived right around from MJ's at that Camelot.
Yes.
When I was like 18, 19.
Yeah, so did I.
And we'd be at MJ's all the time. It was Alan, Matroni, yeah. Lisa, you know, and all of us. And Ben would always be there.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun at MJ's.
That's how I knew everybody, because I worked there.
Everything
so, like,
happened at MJ's.
I mean, MJ's was a different time, man.
When you got really drunk, it was MJ's. Yeah, MJ's.
What was the bar? Nika's, Forever Young, the Gold Nugget.
Yeah, the Nugget. That's what my dad would always talk about, the Nugget.
You know what? You know what I found my love for the nugget? I walked into the fucking Nugget, and they had a t-shirt that says, "You can't make it to the Nugget, fuck it." And I knew I was fucking sold. I was like, I will be back here. They used to do free schnapps shots when the train traveled north. So when the train would go north, they'd be like, free schnapps.
They do that in Orlando, too.
Do they?
At a bar. It's free train shots.
Fucking hilarious, man.
That's funny, man.
I used to love that place.
We got a good amount on the show. I think we can...
Wrapping all fucking
evening. Yeah, it's Wednesday night. We can give me some editing time.
Something here. Play with it. Have yourself a nice key lime slice.
We have a new intro. That I
oh
did,
my God!
So,
we'll
so impressive. I'm. You know what? I enjoy giving Scott shit, but this is a pretty nice one. I like it. He worked hard. Oh. He earned it.
Here we go.
Record that shit because you're gonna need it. I'm never gonna fucking say anything nice. Yeah, about
fifth anniversary.
Yes,
we got that coming
Let's
up.
Let's be there on Saturday.
Awesome.
For
thanks
sure.
for coming
Saturday.
And talking about it.
No, thanks for letting me. I just want to make sure that people know
like
what's
going
on.
You have an open spot anytime you want to call
course,
in,
absolutely.
Come sit in.
Next time that Charlie's feeling better, I'll come in.
Yeah, you got
there. You go.
We'll talk about. Football, old
future
shit,
events, whatever's happening.
Anything Playland's got that we should be a part of, let us know because we'll definitely do that. And I'm all about that grill.
Are you guys
spot.
All going to come?
Yeah.
Yep.
I got nothing going on Saturday,
so I'll be up there.
So I'll be there 12 to 6.
Okay.
That's my shift.
I'm sure
I'll be there afterwards.
I'd say around
noontime,
I should be able to get over.
Yeah, that's probably what it'll be for us. We got wrap up games.
Just text me when you're heading that way, Joe, and then I'll be over there.
Go up there with the boys, have a little lunch, let me eat some
grilled cheese.
Yeah. So we're going to do. Kids are going to eat grilled cheese. I'm going to drink the beer, goes with it.
It's going to be so good.
We go on
a
flight.
Be nice.
Walk in there with my arms extended like a fly.
There you go.
All right, man. It's a pleasure. Colleen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We need to have
Derek, thank you.
Absolutely.
Lauren Hicks, I love you.
Love you, Lauren.
Where's she at?
I don't know where she's at, but I know she listens.
Well, she's not coming to my fucking little
Fiesta thing. Traveling somewhere or something?
She did somewhere, but I think she's back. I want to see some friends or something.
Hey, maybe you should give Hanson a shout out since said something to you, made you feel good about yourself.
Nice. Yeah, I know, right? Hanson messaged me. Derek was on last week and shared it with some of our other friends. And is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Gave me a shout out. Gave us a shout out. He's like, we actually got, after Derek came on, through all the people he hit up, probably by another 30 or 40 downloads.
All two of the people on that.
And got a lot of people kind of hit me up and give us some positive feedback for the show, and it was kind of cool.
Oh, and just so you know, the Truth About Titusville site.
Yep.
The two admins definitely want to meet with you guys and talk to you.
Yeah.
They're totally
we're definitely
going to
do
it.
That. Like, we've had like a lot of little weird things going on.
Yeah,
so ever since playing in a brewery, we haven't really gotten back into like a steady
groove. A few things out there, but
of meeting,
really,
you know, going to do new things.
Man.
So that's... I talked to them outside for a little while,
right?
Like after the show,
yeah.
And it was cool. So now it's just kind of finding out what we're going to talk about. Let's do that.
Yeah,
like I'll get with them.
Yeah.
I know Charlie's got their number too, and we'll
if we're going to give shout outs, I want to give one to Ron. Thanks for bumping into Colleen at Publix and forcing her to come on the show.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was awesome. It was really good timing.
All the
actually.
Insider
thanks,
info.
Exactly. Thanks for passing off all the secrets that we
I
got
see
to
the
have
shirts
here tonight.
First.
Exactly. People will be just dying to hear this show.
Yeah.
And my husband said not to bring him up at all. So, Brent, I love you, and I'm bringing you up.
There's Colleen's shout-out. Love you, Brent.
Can we name
obviously, you'll know
we
you can pretty
you,
much
Brent.
Just do whatever you want because Colleen can never leave
oh my
you,
God.
So you're on your own.
Can we just name
what's
the
that?
Episode we love
no,
you, Brent?
Brent can just pretty much do whatever he wants. As Colleen already said, she can never leave. You can't do it on her own. So, have a good night, man.
That is true.
True story.
Getting wrecked.
We love you, Brent.
Thanks, buddy.
Top screaming from the top of her lungs, this all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor, he's screaming for more. I see you're gonna be alright. Daisy's in a tube top screaming from the top of her lungs.
that shit's killer. Oh, dude, that was awesome.